Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, it's official. We're washing ourselves less since the start of the lockdown. That's according to a new survey. 17% are showering less, a quarter are washing their hair less, and one third said they were less likely to put clean clothes on every day. However, some medics have welcomed this development, saying that scrubbing our skins daily with soap can actually damage our skin and the good bacteria and fungi that live in it. Well, for more, I'm joined now by Professor Des Tobin from the UCD Charles Institute of Dermatology. And thank you, Des, for joining us this evening. Is it possible to wash yourself too much?
Thank you, Sarah. It would be, in my opinion, in terms of how long you spend in the bath or the shower, how long these products are in contact with your skin, and whether you're starting off with some issues around your skin, sensitivity, dry skin, acne or eczema, for example. So there's a kind of horses for courses kind of answer for this in terms of just what your skin is like to begin with, and the extent to which you are exposing it to either water or indeed these products.
And there's a lot of talk now about the microbiome, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, that is on your skin.
Yes, so the microbiome or the microbiota kind of refer to all the little kind of creatures that live on our skin, particularly bacteria, viruses and funguses and fungi. And we obviously evolved over millennia to have a very nice balance, a kind of a benefit synergy with those microbes. And for a long part of our evolution, of course, we would have had a very different way of washing, and in terms of obviously the kind of chemicals and products that we would be using during washing. So there is some greater awareness now in terms of what we're doing to maintain the balance of this so-called bacterial flora or this microbiome on the surface.
So in terms of getting the balance right then, is it a question of not washing at all, as in washing less frequently, or washing with less harmful or harsh products, or is it both?
Well, I mean, I think just take the second part. I mean, obviously the choice of the products or the chemicals that you're using is incredibly important. So, for example, you may remember in years gone by, people used this kind of soap called carbolic soap, which was incredibly alkaline in its pH. And the pH factor is very, very important because your skin typically has a more acidic pH, and the good bacteria, in a sense, like you to keep that acidic pH. And if you drive your skin pH too high, i.e. toward the alkaline area, which commonly soaps are at, you can potentially disturb the bacterial community on the skin. Now, typically it bounces back very, very quickly within hours, even if you are using a soap that has a very high pH. But a lot of the more focused manufacturers are now trying to mimic the skin pH, and you often see in advertising the soap manufacturers or shampoo manufacturers will quote the actual pH that their product is, to ensure that it doesn't disturb as much as other products this balance of these microbiome communities on the surface of the skin.
And is there any truth, I wonder, to the idea that that skin and hair then are self-cleaning?
Well, I mean, to some extent, we have arrived in 2021 through, thousands of years of evolution without showers and baths and products, and we've managed to survive. So to some extent, the skin is already kind of preloaded with its own kind of mechanisms to clean the skin. And for example, you'll be aware of sebum, this kind of natural oil that comes from hair follicles that kind of trickles out through the surface of the skin, and to some extent it will wick along the length of your hair and push debris off the surface of the hair, particularly with brushing and combing. So that's kind of a natural kind of lubricant cleansing system. But there will be, without washing at all, there can be build-up of surface skin layers that you potentially could not want to have in terms of
on that, Des, once you mentioned that, do you mind if I jump here
sure.
here and ask you about this, what seems to me to be a manky geezer, James. Do you hear about this fella, James Hamblin? He's a doctor who, though he's a very smart manky geezer, if he is that at all. He's a doctor who lectures at the Yale School of Public Health, and he's the author of Clean, The New Science of Skin and the Beauty of Doing Less. And he's one of these guys who's pioneering a showering less movement, if there is such a thing. But he hasn't used soap, he says, in 5 years. And he says, my skin and my body are fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know his own personal circumstances and what kind of skin he started off with, but I think there's overuse of these products and there's overuse of really complicated products that have, you know, tens and tens of different chemicals. So there is a kind of a drive towards, you know, these so-called zero products that have lower levels of chemicals, preservatives, colors, and all that, and fragrances. So my advice would be to wash and wash frequently, but with products that are as simple and as few in terms of their chemicals, and if they're matched to your skin. So if you start off with sensitive or dry skin, you know, try to get products that are kind of segmented in that particular area. You know, eventually you will start to smell if you don't wash at all. And so there is a kind of a consequence of allowing, you know, natural kind of skin secretions to build up on the skin without being cleansed and removed. But then on the other side, you can overdo it and you can get dehydrated and overexposed to chemicals.
And is there anything in the idea of just washing with water? Like, well, will that clean you?
To some extent, it won't, because the surface of your skin will be oily. And for certain individuals, overproduction of oil can clog their pores and they can get risks, you know, a risk of acne, etc. So there is a value, as you see in animals that preen, for example, there is a value in kind of removing surface debris from the skin. And as you get older, of course, you need to do that perhaps a little bit, you know, more often, as this skin turnover is more sluggish. So there is a kind of an advantage in cleansing the skin. Whether you do that with just with water, it won't be as effective as if you have some kind of a detergent type product in there.
Yeah. All right. Really interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. That's
no problem.
Professor Des Tobin from the UCD Charles Institute of Dermatology.